Finally today, let's talk music. If you were anywhere near a nightclub or turned on the radio a few summers ago, you no doubt heard this song.
Girl, me want for you all, yo. Put me arms right around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life. Girl, me want for you, squeeze you. Put me things all around you. Girl, you give me the tightest hold me ever get in my life.
That was Hold Ya from Jamaica's reggae and dancehall star Gyptian. And now he's back and making waves in the U.S. with his latest album, Sex, Love, and Reggae. And Gyptian is with us now. And as the album title suggests, this conversation may not be suitable for all listeners. With that being said, Gyptian, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me here.
Gyptian, where did you get that name from? That is not your given name.
No, it's not my given name. I mean, I won this talent search in Portmore. That's where the whole thing started. I was just there wondering about, then I hear my name called. That's my birth name, Wendell Edwards. I was like, what the?
Wendell Edwards.
Yeah.
Yeah, that isn't as sexy as Gyptian. I got to be honest with you.
I hate that name from when I was growing up, man.
It'd be great as a reggae name. It's a good accountant's name, but.
Called me up Wendell Edwards and I was like, what? But then they're going to turn the stage. Nobody was really there until I started singing. And it was an original song. The first song I sang was a hit. And I just left. Back in the city, back again, I look up. Then now I'm at the studio now and everybody wants to know, what's the name for this artist? At the time, I had a shirt tied around my head. So I look like an Egyptian, a pharaoh, they say. That's what the name thing started up. Someone just came out and said, well, take off the E off of the Egyptian, because I look like the fear of them. Just call him Egyptian, you know? And that's how the name Egyptian really came about. It's not something that we planned for. It's not something that we looked up to find out the real meaning of an Egyptian or anything. It's just a Jamaican theme thing that people just see you, or according to your look, and that's your name. If you have a big foot, your name Footy.
if you have a big foot, your name is...
Your name Footy.
If
you're super black, then call your blacks. If you're brown, then call your brown. If you're, you know, that's just Jamaica. If you act silly, your name Sil or Silly. That's it.
I'm tempted to ask what my reggae name would be. Can I get a reggae name?
Let me see. Yeah. Unique.
Unique,
yeah,
I like it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Unique.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's what my album's going to be. Yeah,
nice.
My debut album's going to be Unique. Thank you.
I appreciate you.
You've been a big star in Jamaica for a long time now. But in the U.S., you're kind of on the cusp of the big breakout. And I wanted to ask if that's really important to you.
I mean, yes, it's important because, I mean, I don't want to be brand as the hottest Jamaican artist or the hot Jamaican artist alone. You know, pretty much I want my music to reach worldwide, all over the world, where people can enjoy themselves and find it to be a fundamental thing, you know?
Do you find it different being here, performing in the U.S.? Do you feel like you have to change anything about what you say or what you do or how you do it to be successful here?
I mean, for me, it's all about being me, you know? It's all about bringing my culture to the table. It's all about other people knowing what my culture is all about. I mean, certain things you got to adapt to because you're in Rome, you got to do some of Rome stuff. You know, but at the same time, you don't want Rome to make you forget where you're really coming from.
Let's play a little bit from the album for people who aren't familiar with Gyptian and what he does. Yeah, so let's play a little bit from One More Time. That's from the new album.
One more time, one more night, one more baby, just get it. One more now, I can do it, I can make you right. One more time.
What were you going for with this album?
I mean, a new market, you know, showing people that Jamaican artists are versatile, showing the world that Jamaican artists can sing anything that they sing. But it's just that we are reggae artists and dancehall artists, but at the same time, it's music. And I don't think music should have any boundary. I mean, the way I say they're putting it on horror music. Our music is not as a lot of people might make it seem. You know what reggae does? Reggae sing the truth and show you what's supposed to be done and what's not supposed to happen. You know, it's all about the truth of the people, the eyes of the people. You speak in the music because you can't really get the chance to go up there and tell the prime minister or the politics people them that this is what needed and what's supposed to be done. No, but you could hear it from the song.
These are some of the titles from this one now. Okay, now I know the title is Sex, Love, and Reggae. Okay, I know. G-Spot, Vixen, Sex, Love, and Reggae, Nonstop, Turn Me On. Kind of a theme we're working here. Tell me why.
I mean, pretty much, it's more like a composition, you know, like a story. each thing leads after the next one. So it's all about...
But I'm saying 90% of your life is outside the bedroom. So what I'm wondering is it just this particular album, this is what's on your mind, or...
Yes, it's part. I mean, it's a big factor in my mind, but it's not alone in my mind. You know, just a big part of Egyptian mind.
Because you're...
I'm a Scorpio. You know, and that's my nature.
Because you're a Scorpio, and that's your nature.
Yeah, I'm a Scorpio.
I know the album cover is kind of racy, a little steamy. You know, I know you worked hard to get that look. But when you talk about reggae that speaks truth to power, and I'm not just talking to you. I'm just saying so much of music these days seems to be about sex, about getting it. You want to get it. Why isn't anybody else getting it? I'm going to show you how well I can do it. And I just wonder why that is.
It's a new time, you know, modern time. But for me, no, you still can listen to my music. It's all about love. And the right things. It's not like something explicit that you don't want to listen to or anything like that. It's all about a smooth vibes. Not something telling the ladies that, really. No. You got to have respect for the ladies because
What?
Yes.
Okay,
because...
let's play this one. Let's play Nonstop. And
Ma,
you can talk to me about that.
It's all about the physical fitness.
Oh, it's about physical fitness.
Yes, insanity.
Workout tape.
Yes,
workout
insanity.
Tape. Got
insanity.
It. Okay, let's hear it. Tick like the clock, when me check the time, 6:30 from the dock. She a really an animal, me say style, she a pop. No reach to pose, no rock, she a rock. And he said, that's telling what you do to the head. Remember when I left myself, for when you do it to dread. Remember me feel so red, but when I do it again. Me say to you, me pledge, me say me not gonna age. Baby, you me a go pamper. Plasket and basket can carry water. Me it's hot, no question, it's hot. But this is a workout. This is a
definitely
workout tape.
It's like insanity, you know?
Okay, now that we've cleared that, if you're just joining us, we're speaking with dancehall reggae star Egyptian. We're talking about his latest album. It's called Sex, Love, and Reggae. Somehow I don't see workout tape on this title anywhere. I didn't see that. I missed it.
That's
what
it
there,
said.
But I know.
Look, it said nonstop. Okay. And they say in insanity, you push yourself to the fullest. That's what I mean. For me now, I got a lot of woman fans, like worldwide. That's the biggest thing for Egyptian, the ladies. So therefore, yeah, they love me like that. So listen, keep these girls fit, keep them beautiful whenever they come at my show so they can find a husband or a boyfriend, etc., etc.
Oh, that's
you
know? What you're
yeah, it's
inspirational.
All about, yeah, pretty much, you know.
Got
I mean,
it.
I got people like say, Egyptian, I came to your show and I meet my wife. Egyptian, I came to your show and I meet my girlfriend, my baby mom, etc., etc. Even their family meet up and sisters and brothers meet up at my show.
One of the reasons we were excited to speak with you is that if people don't know any other reggae artist right now, they know Egyptian. And I'm wondering why you think that is. I mean, obviously when people go to Jamaica on vacation or whatever, they're going to hear Bob Marley till it's coming out their ears. I mean, they're going to hear it all day long, as if all music stopped with Bob Marley. And it's interesting that a lot of other pop artists sample the rhythms, right? But as an artist, you're the one that a lot of people know who seems to have kind of broken out. And I wonder why you think that might be. Do you agree, first of all?
I mean, it is what it is. You know, if I'm the one that the people are seeing mostly, it is going to be like that.
But why do you think that is?
Because a lot of us, I mean, a lot of my friend visas are being revoked. You know, so pretty much that's the real main reason. It's not like people don't want to see them. People just can't see them because, you know, it's
really?
Like that.
Is that so? Artists are having a hard time coming here?
Pretty much so. A lot. You know?
Is that something that people are talking about?
Well, yes, but it's not nobody's doing anything about it. You know? So talk is cheap, you know. Action is more worth it, you know.
So what's your inspiration coming from these days?
Life
besides,
itself.
You know, working out.
I mean, life itself, you know, because you see so much things happening around. You see so much things that you want to do. So much things that you're not doing, you know. So pretty much just life itself. Just look into life at this time that it is right now. You can see so many things, you know. The economy is at a stake right now worldwide. I mean, America, the land of opportunity right now, it seems like it's a land of disaster. You know, but at the same time, life goes on, you know, and people still trying to make it. No matter what comes, people have to survive, you know?
Egyptian is a reggae and dancehall artist. He's from Jamaica. You probably figured that out. His latest album, Sex, Love, and Reggae, is in stores now, and he was kind enough to drop by our Washington, D.C. studios on his U.S. tour. Egyptian, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, thank you for having me here, too. Wine slow for me, tick-tock for me, baby, jump it like that. I want to move slow to me,
cautiously, baby, I love it like that. And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.
your skin, baby. Tell me how your skin so smooth. Cause when you went so on your teeth suck on me, baby, I love it like that. I want you move hard on me, move cautiously, baby. Sometimes on this line, your skin really tight. You are my type. Believe me, believe me. I got a hook onto you. I don't know.